Okay, everybody. According to my watch, it's 5:05, so let's start today's webinar on the unassured ship transition. My name is Staffan Johnson, and I represent the five from CC community in CWG group. I noticed in Adobe at least that there's six participants, so we're not a very huge group. We had this presentation this morning by Paul Kane as well, and he made it take an hour. Maybe we will be a little faster than that. And I see that recording has started. Thank you very much. Forgot that one. So let's start today's. If you are new to this, this webinar is being recorded and it is being published as well, so good to know if you participate more actively. If you are in Adobe Connect, you can raise your hand in the top left corner by clicking the button raise your hand, and that indicates that you want to speak. Slides will be presented, will also be uploaded and somewhere on the net and available for download. And there is also a possibility to chat electronically on the left side of your screen. So just go ahead and do this if you want to. I'll start by extending, as Paul Kane did this morning, some thanks for people that made a survey possible for our presentation. Don Hollander, Peter van Roster, Patrick Miles, and translators, and especially Paul Kane with staff, has made a huge effort to make this survey presentable and working. So a huge thanks to all of you. Survey was multi-language, I think in at least six UN languages, and it was also some responses in that paper. So I'll start with the slides then. Today, as I already indicated, I want to take up two issues: results from the survey presented and an update on what is going on in the cross-community working group on IANA stewardship transition. So we will start with presenting. About half the time we'll go for presenting the survey per se. The survey was conducted among the CCTLDs in our community from October 21st to November the 12th. More than 100 CCTLDs responded to the survey, of which 7 is in IDN or internationalized domain names. There is a detailed response or a possibility to opt in to get details on responses at http://ianaso.org, as presented on this slide. There you can take part of the pictures I will show, but you can also read more detailed responses from the community. That is well worth reading. When responses are published on the net or online, they are anonymized in order to hide, or not rather reveal, who actually made the response. This is a very few cases. This is at hand, but it might be so as well. So, we'll go straight into questions from the survey and responses. So, in question 4, the IANA function is currently operated by ICANN under contract to the U.S. government. Who should in the future operate the IANA function? And as presented on this picture, it is spread across a couple of answers. 23% want a full structural separation between IANA and ICANN, whereas functional separation is another issue. So, and the difference between structural and functional is that in structural separation means a totally, so to say, isolated organization with own staff, own human resources division, etc., etc. Because functional separation only separates the IANA functions from other ICANN functions. I see no raised hand, so I continue with the presentation of responses. Question 5 is actually two questions, 5A and 5B, and they are referring to a little different kind of mechanisms. In question 5A, the question is there a need for an external IANA oversight mechanism to replace the transactional oversight provided by NTIA's present role? And in question 5B, it's the same question, but it's instead referring to external oversight mechanisms to contractual oversight. So transactional oversight or contractual oversight. And this is why this quite narrow difference is maybe why community might have been a little confused when answering. So we can notice that 45% said yes to question 5A, transactional oversight, and 53% when it comes to contractual oversights. We go on. In question 6, if there is to be a new oversight mechanism, who should represent CCTLDs? We see CCNSO themselves with 36%. Secondly, is regional organizations. Third, is individual CCTLDs. And in fourth place, with only support of 10%, is ICANN itself. Question 8. Separation of policymaking from IANA function. What does the community say about that? And the community was quite clear about its opinion. 82% said yes, there should be, it is important to keep policymaking functions separate from IANA functions. Lots of strong support from community there. In question 9, the question is, the ultimate authority for entries in the IANA database should be from who? So the ultimate authority, 57% indicate that a TLD manager should have this ultimate authority, whereas 24% answer that IANA should have it. ICANN and then others. And then there we have to go to specific answers to get to know what is what the answers is. So this one, question 9, is worth remembering when we get down to question 13, but we'll return in a while to that one. Oops, sorry. I see still no raised hand in Adobe Connect, so I just keep on talking in my end. Question 10, if the IANA operator does not perform well or abuse its position, should the affected CCTLD have the opportunity to an independent and binding appeal process? And there's a quite strong support, as you notice, 94% is for this development. So it's a strong support for this idea in community. Question 11. For the discussion of IANA management, should generic TLDs and country code TLDs be considered a single group? And here we say that community say no. 70% say that there is a difference between generic and CCTLDs. And this is, of course, an important input to discussions as well when we go to IANA transition in a while. Question 12. What do you believe to be the most appropriate forum to develop objective technical standards? for the honor functions, and we see quite a lot of proposed institutions here, but the Internet Engineering Task Force, the IETF, is of course at first hand with 43%. So the IETF has a strong support in developing technical standards, whereas IANA has support, ICANN and CCNSO even. Question 13 is actually four questions very similar to each other. So the first one, 13A, is asking for the automated service of DNS, or rather, should there be a fully automated end-to-end IANA database update function with appropriate technical safeguards with no intervention by IANA staff for those CCTLDs that want it when we talk about changes in name service? And 74% argued for this mechanism. And this, of course, corresponds with question 9, where we talked about ultimate authority for entries in the IANA database. In question B, when we talk instead of changes in admin or technical contacts, and in general put the same question, there was a support for 64%, so the increase declined a bit from 74% to 64%. In question 13C, we instead talk about other administrative tasks, and there we remain about 60%+ for yes or support among community. And in D, we see a significant change when we talk about changes in the sponsoring organization. So there we quite suddenly have a no instead. And this can be interpreted as the community do not want an automated, fully automated end-to-end IANA database update. One wants some human interaction in this process, is at least my interpretation of this. Then going on to question 14 and 16, they all three represent open answers. So there is not much statistics to show. I can just once more urge you to go into IANASO.org and opt in for more information and thereby read the answers. There are a lot of written answers, a more qualitative response to this survey. So far, is there any questions? Bart, Christina? Nothing?
No, Stefan. I don't see any.
I don't see any either. So everyone is happy then. Very quiet on the line. So let's go to the next item on today's agenda, and this is update on progress on the cross-community working group on IANA stewardship transition. As you might know, the abbreviation CWG is IANA Stewardship Transition Cross-Community Working Group, and this is a group specifically on naming-related functions. The CWG consists of 119 members, or rather 119 people, whereas 19 are appointed members from community. And there are also 100 participants who participate as individuals. This working group, naming community, cross-community working group, met in Frankfurt this last week, November 19th to 20th, and there is a chair's report published summing up this meeting. There are other, I can point to this link later on as well. Return to it. This working group consists of 119 people, as I mentioned, and there is a regional representativity in it, 41 countries represented, 38 people from Asia and Asia Pacific, 34 from Europe, 26 from North America, 11 from Latin America, 10 from Africa. So there's a geographical diversity. There are also from a sponsoring organization within the ICANN, there's 40 people with no affiliation. There's 27 from generic service organizations. There's 18 from CCNSO, from country code top level administrators that are not members of the CCNSO. There's 17 people from at large, 15 from the GAC, and 2 from SSAC, Stability and Security Advisory Committee. And there are also 6 ICG members who participate in the Council Working Group. During work last week in Frankfurt, 4 main headings was developed during work. You find them on this page. IANA, the development of the IANA Customer Standing Committee, and it will probably not then be called IANA in the future, but what today is IANA, of course. So a standing committee. There will be a periodic review team, a contracting entity, and an appeals panel for policy implementation. This is the proposal so far, and I should also mention that this is really early days. So this is merely the structure of the idea of how to go further on with the IANA transition. If we start with the first one, the standing committee. This is perceived as a small standing committee of the IANA customers who would be responsible for operational and transactional performance and a review of these processes. So this is very concrete work according to the service level agreements and a very concrete and operative work when it comes to the routine management and to present analysis of the operational reports from IANA. A second heading is about IANA periodic review team. And this group has a slightly different role. This group is perceived as a multi-stakeholder team, which is not a permanent team, but is summoned when needed. For example, every 5 years, to undertake broader reviews of IANA. This idea is to ensure development of IANA functions in the future. So we just don't build an institution that conserves what IANA does, but it must also include ability to develop IANA functions. This review team could be convened as necessary as part of an escalation process to develop IANA function in the future, as I mentioned. I see no hands. A third entity, a contracting entity, is perceived to be the entity that would enter into a contract with ICANN for IANA services. And this, of course, is a difference between generic and country code top-level domains. What would be the role? The contracting entity would be as minimal as possible, and solely as a counterpart in the contract. A contracting entity would be defined by IANA periodic review team, or rather its contracts, since the contracting entity can't do it on its own. And the contracting entity would need to be integrated with needs of other IANA customers, like numbers, protocols, etc. Oops. And the fourth function within the proposed organization is independent appeals panel for policy implementation. So this would be a binding policy implementation appeals mechanism based on rules already developed, for example, in international law or as in International Chamber of Commerce. This appeals panel would assess whether IANA's actions are consistent with agreed policy. And the example presented here is a string delegate that does not conform to the policy. This appeals panel would not be a standing committee either, but would have a predefined structure in order to move along swiftly. So, any questions so far, or issues, or remarks? Otherwise, we're racing through this very fast. So, what can we expect now? Well, the CWG hopes to present a report December 1st, so that is on Monday, for public comment. Since and with that, the 21-day public comment period would start, going on till Christmas. The plans are also to host three public webinars to present this proposal in more detail than I do now. And January 19th, a submission of the working group in a proposal to chartering organizations. And hopefully we could present a final proposal to the next level in this hierarchy for presenting things to the ICG. And we should hopefully, and the issue could be processed from there. The five of us in CWG that represent country code top level domains are Lisa Fur, Eric Eriasse, Paul Kane, Vika Mipsan, and me, Stefan Johnson. So that's all I had considered saying today. So, are there any questions? I see no raised hand in Adobe Connect. I see 9 participants on Adobe Connect right now.
Stefan, Carolina is typing, so maybe just wait. So if somebody has a
yeah.
question.
Here we are. Excellent. While I could briefly mention what was talked about this morning, if Caroline,
let me first read the question for everybody.
Yes.
And for the record, hi Stefan, yes. I have a question regarding the strawman and the four proposals. In my understanding, these were not fully discussed during the Frankfurt meeting. So when is the group expecting to move forward? Are you expecting more progress from the RFPs?
Well, yes, the strawman was four parallel processes of developing this into a proposal which was sent out before the Frankfurt meeting. They were discussed extensively during the meeting, if I remember right, the full first day. However, it was an analytical method to grasp the issue that was quite complicated. It is a very good table. It presents a very good table of 10 issues that need to be handled within this process, but it was also maybe too much to grasp at once. So instead, chairs decided after the first day to actually handle this idea of four headings, as instead. So it is the same content, but from another angle. So that is what happens. The group, if you mean the seed, so next question is, when is the group expecting to move forward? Well, there is a move in the four headings right now, and I do not recall direct. There is a phone meeting going on, of course, this Friday, Thursday or Friday coming. So that's when the group is moving forward, but there is still some issues, of course, and the devil is in the detail, as we said this morning. Is that a good question? Sorry, a good answer? Is it a full answer? Sufficient answer, maybe, I should say.
Carolina is typing again.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Carolina. Excellent. So I could mention what was talked about at this session this morning, because something similar was mentioned 7 o'clock UTC this morning, my time at least. Someone mentioned that community is heterogeneous, it's not homogeneous. For example, it was mentioned that CCTLDs have regional organizations, whereas GTLDs only have ICANN as a counterpart. And this was marked as a difference within community. There was also talk about independent appeals mechanisms. Right now, it does not accommodate the issue of delegation and redelegation. So how should this be developed in the future? Another issue was about an appeals mechanism and whether it should be built into the proposed model as well. Some people assume that when we talk about appeals mechanism, we talk about the operational running of the root zone or the name zone, rather than more, shall we say, political tensions issues. So there's a split view in what we're actually talking about when we talk about the appeals mechanism. The structures presented before by the four headings might give some indication, but there is still a concern about a more political dimension in this. Someone also mentioned that there is no reference to RFP 1591, the guiding principles valid today, and we need to refer to them closer. And as we mentioned earlier, CC community give a strong support to fully automated processes. I think the CC in center and IANA, the follower, when we talk about update of root zone and DNS. At least 50 CCTLDs supported a full automation. So these are some of the issues. Okay, these are some of the issues that was mentioned yesterday, and we specifically said that the devil is in the detail. Once we drill into these issues, we'll probably find more controversial issues. So my advice would be community to engage in these issues when it comes to the 21 days commenting period now from December 1st. Read what it says and please be active in this process. It's important for CCTLDs. Okay, I see no hands. We have someone writing. If not, I think we made this in a record time, 34 minutes, or even 30 minutes, giving some delay, and if there is no more remarks, no more questions, I would like to say thank you for this webinar. I have one response from Annabeth. Thank you, Annabeth. And if nothing else, I'll just say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, all.
Bye-bye, all.